Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parli Vajakacharya Astotra Sata Sri Sriman His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Kunja Bihari Ji Ki Jai Nithai Gopremanandi Glories to the assembled devotees, glories to the assembled devotees, glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. So number three, this is the third in a series of talks on
Seri.
Removing the anartas, Krishna killing the demons of Vrindavan.
Uklanjanju anarti i Krishna ubijanju demona u Vrindavanu, veza između njih prvog dana.
We went over,
smo prošli
the anartas, what were the 16 anartas?
16 anarte imali.
Can list those 16 again, I'll just mention them real quickly.
Možemo ponovo navesti tih 16 anarte.
We passed out sheets yesterday of the,
jučer smo podijelili listove na
the different artists on them. How many of you didn't get a sheet
with the artists listed?
We passed them out yesterday. Okay, we need to make some more copies, so
znači,
today we'll have some more available.
Tako će danas biti dostupni.
There are four categories of anartas.
Postoje četiri kategorije anarti.
Category 1 is offenses.
Prva kategorija su
uvrede. 2 is material desires.
Druga kategorija su materijalne želje.
3 is weaknesses of heart.
Treća su slabosti srca.
4 is misunderstanding of spiritual truths.
Krivo razumijevanje duhovnih istina.
The 4 offenses are the offenses to the holy name,
uvrede svetom imenu,
offenses to the deity form of the Lord, offenses to devotees, offenses to other living entities,
i drugim živim bićima.
Material desires are desires for material objects,
za materialnim predmetima,
heavenly comforts,
rajskim mističnim moćima,
liberation,
i oslobođenjem.
Weaknesses of heart,
slabosti srca,
known as envy,
zavist,
desire for fame,
želja za slavom,
deceitfulness or fault finding, prevarnost
ili pronalaženje grešaka,
attachment to objects unrelated to Krishna,
predmete koji nisu povezani s Krishna,
misunderstanding of spiritual knowledge, misunderstanding of one's identity,
je pogrešno shvaćanje vlastitog identiteta,
misunderstanding of the Lord's identity,
gospodinovog identiteta,
misunderstanding of the process of devotional service,
prednog služenja
i misunderstanding of subjects unfavorable to Krishna consciousness.
Tema koje nisu povoljne za svjesnost Krishna.
And so the different stages of bhakti are 9.
Bhakti,
there's one stage called anarta nivritti where
jedan se zove anarta nivritti.
This is a stage one after takes shelter of a spiritual master and engages in devotional service.
Then
in the anartas, the unwanted things starts to go from the life of a devotee. And then he becomes happy and starts to engage nicely in devotional service.
I onda se taj bhakta ili bhaktina, oni postanu sretni i lijepo se uključuju u posvećeno služenje. Znači, to smo
yesterday
prešli.
We spoke about two demons of Vrindavan,
demona iz Vrindavana,
Putana and
i
Vatsasura. Vatsasura is the calf demon,
demon tele,
and Putana was that
witch.
Vatsasura represents mischievousness,
predstavlja zločestost, loše ponašanje,
deceitfulness,
prevarnost.
Putana represents the false guru.
Putana predstavlja lažnog gurua.
Misunderstanding of the understanding of other things. Misunderstanding of devotional life.
Pogrešno shvaćanje posvećeničkog života.
So now we're going to speak about one other demon.
A sada ćemo govoriti o još jednom demonu
who entered into Vrindavan today.
Došao u Vrindavan.
And that is Kaliya.
I tu se radi o Kaliji.
The snake demon. How many of you are not familiar with Kaliya?
Demon zmija.
Not familiar with Kaliya.
Ko od vas nije upoznat sa Kaliya? Ne zna za Kaliya.
In Vrindavan, many demons came to attack when Krishna was there.
Puno demona je dolazilo da napadne Krishna dok je on bio tamo.
Krishna was killing every day a demon, sometimes two a day.
Ponekad dva demona dnevno.
And that was his program.
Bio je njegov program.
Protect the devotees and to kill demons. That's why he came to the material world to eliminate demons. So Kamsa was sending demons to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. Krishna was sending these demons to the abode of Yamaraj, to the some of them they were going getting liberation actually. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his deep understanding of spiritual life, connects these some of these demons to different
anartas.
Because a demon is one that blocks one's devotional life or causes havoc in devotional life. And an anarta is like a demon. Anarta means those things that are unwanted and they block our spiritual progress.
Demona, to su neželjene stvari koje spriječavaju naš duhovni napredak.
You know, anartas are like demons.
Anarte su poput demona.
So Krishna is the object of devotion, and Krishna is also the dispeller of our anartas. So he rids us of our anartas as we engage in devotional service. So I'll narrate one story. And that's the story of Kaliya. So who is Kaliya anyway? Because some of these demons have been cursed to become demons in their previous lives. They were other personalities. According to the Garga Samhita, I forgot to do one thing. Maum Vishnupadaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pasyatya Dei Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasani Gauravakti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay. So Kaliya,
dakle,
according to the scripture called Garga Samhita, in his last life, during the Manvantara of Swayambhu Manu, at the beginning of the creation, he was a sage. Interesting, he was a sage named Vedasira, who was cursed for not allowing the sage Asavira to meditate in his ashram. And Asavira became angry and cursed Vedasira, and he said, you are angry for no reason. You hiss just like a snake. Become a snake.
Zato postani zmija.
Then Lord Vishnu appeared and told him that he would place his lotus feet on his head in that lifetime.
And Vairasira took birth
with the first generations of great snakes who appear in the universe. From Daksha's daughter Kadru. So Kaliya, what does he represent? What anarta does he represent?
Kakve anarte on predstavlja?
He represents cruelty,
surovost,
maliciousness,
zlobnost,
pride,
ponos,
and envy,
I zavist,
and snake-like crookedness.
I
he particularly tries to pour his poison into the hearts of innocent Vaishnavas,
on
which Krishna cannot tolerate, so then the Lord kills him.
I to Krishna ne može podnijeti.
So this is the anarthas that represented by Kali. The story is nice. I'll narrate the story. Would you like to hear the pastime of Kaliya? There's a beautiful picture. Krishna is dancing on the heads of
Kaliya.
It's one of my favorites. Pastime. So, Krishna, Vrindavan is a very wonderful place.
Vrindavan je prekrasno mjesto.
And the residents of Vrindavan are so pure that they don't suspect anyone else of being impure.
And
somehow, even if somebody impure comes to Vrindavan, they're not detected to be impure by Krishna. Residents are, they accept people because that's the nature of great souls. They accept everyone else. So the snake somehow, he was living in an ocean and he was disturbing Vishnu's carrier named Garuda. And Garuda chased him away from the ocean, so he went to Vrindavan to take shelter. And he was living in the Jamuna River in one lake in the Jamuna. There was a lake in the Jamuna. And he made his residence there. Now, the whole area around the lake was polluted because of Snikalia's presence. His poison was so powerful that it would emanate this powerful odor and destroy all the vegetation around the area. The trees were dying, the crops were dying, everything was dying just by Kali's presence. He says the birds would fly over his lake and then fall dead because the vapors of his poison were so strong that they were killing even the birds. Powerful snake, and he had 100 heads. Big. So one day, Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends, they were playing, and they came to Jamuna, and the boys were thirsty. So they ran to the lake to drink the water, and when they drank the water in the Kaliya Lake, in that area, they all died. Right in front of Krishna, all the cowherd boys just dead, fell dead after drinking the water. Krishna was surprised. What is this? So he glanced over his friends and he brought them back to life. Krishna has that power, and all the boys came back to life. And Krishna realized this lake is inhabited by this Kaliya, so I have to do something. So Krishna went and he found one tree that was alive. Now there was one tree out of all the trees on the banks of the lake that were dead. This one tree was alive. Now some people say that Garuda put some special nectar on the tree to keep it alive, knowing that Krishna would come. And other people say that when Krishna stepped on this tree, it became alive. So you'll see, this is interesting because great souls even differ about how Krishna's pastimes are. Some have opinions on one way, and some have opinions in the other way. So there was some indecision about this tree. Anyway, Krishna went to the tree, climbed up on the tree, and he jumped straight in the air, and he went, he made a big splash, and the water just went, did a can opener, special kind of dive. And then he just was playing in the river, and Krishna was just swimming around and having a good time. And then Kaliya was in another section. He said, "Who's in my lake? What's going on here? Nobody's supposed to be in my lake." So he came and he saw Krishna. Krishna was just having fun, just swimming around and enjoying himself. And he grabbed Kaliya in his coils. Krishna was caught. Krishna stuck, stayed there. And then the cowherd boys, they saw what was happening. So they ran and they told Balaram. Balaram came. But Balaram could understand it. There's nothing to worry about. And then all of a sudden, the atmosphere became full of all these bad omens. And then the residents of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda, they were looking and were seeing all these strange omens in the sky. And they were thinking, something is wrong.
nešto ovdje nije u redu.
So the cowherd boys came and told them, and then they came
došli, rekli su im,
and they saw Krishna.
Otišli tamo i vidjeli Krishnu.
He was stuck in the coils of this huge snake. And the residents of Vrindavan is explained that they live only for Krishna. They think only about Krishna. They serve only Krishna. Their life is Krishna. Without Krishna, there's nothing. That's all they know. So when they saw Krishna in that situation, you can imagine, it was like they would rather be in that situation. Their whole existence was just devastated. So they didn't know what to do. So, you know, some of them were going to jump in the river to try to save Krishna. But Balaram, he kept glancing at him, saying, no, don't go. Krishna can take care of himself. So Balaram was keeping everyone from going in the river. And Mother Yasoda, when she saw, she just couldn't take it. And she just fainted. Lost consciousness. And then the gopis were there, and they were crying, the cowherd boys were anxiety. Balaram was just smiling there. He knows Krishna's power. There's nothing to worry about. So Krishna stayed in those coils for 2 hours. 2 full hours. He just let Kaliya keep him in the coils. And he was just being Krishna. And then he decided, okay, I think the cowherd residents are becoming a little bit too disturbed because they were in anxiety watching Krishna being stuck in the coils. So Krishna just broke out of the coils and he jumped up and he landed on came down on the heads of Kaliya and he started to dance. And then he was doing his dance and he was jumping from one head to the other and Kali was trying to catch him. But every time Kali would move one way, Krishna would come and do another. And then the gopis were watching. And you know, Krishna is a cowherd boy and the girls are cowherd girls. So it says boys like to show off in front of girls sometimes. Right? To impress girls. So Krishna thought, here's a good chance to kind of like impress the gopis. So he started doing some new dance steps. He was trying out some new steps. Because Krishna, every time he dances, he always comes up with some new steps. And he was dancing and just showing off in front of the gopis. But at the same time, he was pouncing on the heads of Kaliya. And Kaliya's, every time Kali would raise a head, Krishna would hit it and come down with another one. And he was just going. Krishna was so fast that Kali couldn't catch him. He was just going from one head to another and back and forth and doing all these things. Krishna was smiling. And Kaliya was just breathing all this fire and all this poison and all this fire was coming out. And Krishna was just purifying him of all his poison. And this went on and on and on. Kaliya was just trying to catch Krishna. He was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And Krishna was dancing more and just pouncing on his head. I mean, a good time. And this went on for some time. And finally, somehow or other, by the mercy of Krishna's foot on his head, Kaliya realized that this person must be God. Must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In his heart, he got some realization. So he just stopped fighting Krishna. And he wanted to offer prayers to Krishna, but he couldn't. Because he was so his body was so weak from being beaten by Krishna that he couldn't even offer prayers. So his wives, he had wives who were like mermaids, female fish. And they started to come and they said, Krishna, you know, our husband, he's a low-class snake, but we still love him. Even though he's a low-class snake, he's still our husband. So please give him your mercy, don't kill him. So they prayed, and Krishna actually was really pleased by the prayers of Kaliya's wives, who were called the Nagapatnis. And by their prayers, they saved their husband, actually. And it's a good understanding because it says that the wife is the better part of the husband. And if you have a good wife, she can save you. She can save you from cycle of birth and death also. So these wives offered beautiful prayers to Krishna, and Krishna was pleased. And then Krishna gave his mercy to Kaliya. And he told him, now, you know, Krishna killed practically every demon that he fought except Kaliya. He didn't kill
Kaliya.
He gave him his mercy, only because of the prayers of his wives. Because Krishna didn't like him polluting the waters and just causing disturbance in the Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is special. So Krishna just told Kaliya, you can't stay here. You have to go. Vrindavan's not for you. But Kaliya, after he somehow got some strength back, he said to Krishna, where can I go? He said, you can go back to the ocean from where you came from. And Kaliya said, well, Garuda's there, and this is the reason I left. Krishna said, don't worry. When Garuda sees my footprints on your head, he won't do anything to you. So getting the footprints of the Supreme Lord on his head, Kaliya was purified, and he left.
And
you know, Prabhupada says, you know, it's interesting, Prabhupada says that Kaliya is still alive today. He lives in the island of Fiji. And there is some stories from the local people that there's a cave with a huge snake inside it. Even today, people have seen this snake, a huge monstrous snake that lives in the island of Fiji. Prabhupada said Kaliya is there. Kaliya is still alive. So if you want to go meet Kaliya, you can go. He's a nice devotee. People have seen him, the local people. Devotees have tried to see him, but have been unsuccessful. The local people have seen him. They don't know who he is. They have another name for him, of course. Anyway, this is the history of
Kaliya.
Kaliya represents brutality, maliciousness, pride, envy, and snake-like crookedness. And he pours his poison into the hearts of innocent devotees. And sometimes Krishna lets that happen. Just like someone will come and speak poison about Krishna consciousness, about devotees. And at the beginning, a person may listen to that, but then Krishna at some time comes and destroys the plan of that person. So here, one of the main disqualifications in devotional service is one of the ornaments of Kaliya, and that is envy. So we can speak a little bit about envy. This is a very bad anartha. There's so many anarthas. But this envy is really one of the most, well, we can say, it's the worst of all of them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that in anger, lust is there. In greed, lust and anger is there. In illusion, lust, anger, and greed is there. In pride, lust, anger, greed, and illusion is there. In envy, they're all there. Some total of all the anarthas, some total of all the sinful activities is envy. Envy is the worst. And what is envy anyway? It's the original sin, actually. Sometimes we say, what is the original sin? The living entity left. We've left the spiritual world. We left Krishna. We come to this world. It's out of envy. Out of envy for Krishna's position. So the living entity falls to this material world in order to want to be like Krishna or to act separate from
Krishna.
And that envy is initially towards the Supreme Lord, and then it comes in the form of envious of other living entities.
What is envy?
Envy Envy is I want what you have and I don't want you to have it.
Želim ono što ti imaš, a ne želim da ga ti imaš.
Sometimes it comes out in different ways. Usually people who have the same type of lifestyle,
ljude koji imaju
and if one is better života, at that lifestyle than another, the other person might be envious.
Onda ta druga osoba može biti like zavidna. Oh, ja bih trebao biti tako.
Or if somebody gets recognition or gets some favor, another person doesn't, that person becomes unhappy.
Uslugu. I onda
or may envy
druga osoba
that person
koja se
who gets it.
Onda ona postane zavidna na
it's like in the material world when people are given some praise or some recognition. People may honor them, but they're in their heart just thinking, why not me?
Iskazivati počast, why ali u svome srcu misle, zašto ne ja?
Everyone in the material world is envious.
Svi u materialnom svijetu su zavidni. Ali
we shouldn't allow this bad quality into devotional life because it does, it ruins everything.
Devocijski život, jer onda sve uništava.
Envy is also appreciation, but it's appreciation upside down.
Cijeniti drugu osobu, ali
one may appreciate another person's qualities, but they're thinking, you know, I should have them, or I, you know, why should they have them? It's a kind of appreciation turned inside out. Envy is a bad quality. And there's no way to get rid of it except one way. There's only one way. Like lust, you can dovetail lust in devotional service. Persons who have suffered from lust, if they just work hard, they can purify that lust. Greed can be dovetailed by becoming greedy for devotional service. Pride, we get rid of false pride by developing real pride.
Ponosa,
so Prabhupada said envy, that you have to get rid of, you have to give it up. And the only way you can get rid of envy
is
humble service to the Vaishnavas.
Ponizno služiti Vaishnava.
That's the only way. When one humbly serves other Vaishnavas, gradually then the quality of envy starts to go.
Odlika zavisti počinje.
What is the antidote for envy? Another one is to learn to accept whatever Krishna gives you.
And not be anxious
for more. We should always try to engage in our service where we can increase our service, increase the quality of our service. But whatever Krishna gives us, we should be satisfied. That's all. We have to learn to become satisfied. Sometimes we think, well, why not me?
Zašto ne ja?
You might say, well, why me? A person who is happy or satisfied with whatever Krishna provides, but when Krishna gives something more or something unexpected, then a person becomes really happy or grateful. But a person who is always never satisfied with what happens, even if they get more, they're never satisfied. So a devotee is satisfied. It's one of the qualities of a devotee is become satisfied. Be satisfied with the prasadam, be satisfied with the arrangements, be satisfied. Of course, sometimes as managers and organizers, we want to make things nice. So that's part of devotional service. But when it comes to our personal requirements, Krishna takes care of his devotees. Sometimes devotees are used to getting some recognition for their service, or some praise, or some remuneration, and then they don't get it, and then they become unhappy.
Yeah.
Or they become envious of someone else who may have
gotten it.
Or here's an example of how enviousness works. You're standing and you're talking, you're standing with another person, and then another person comes, and that person doesn't look at you, talks to the other person, makes like you're not even there. And you're thinking, why are they talking to me? They're not even looking at me. What did I and you become upset. That's Krishna just testing you. But the devotee is always satisfied.
The
devotee is simple. So this quality of envy, we really have to get rid of it because it goes deep in our hearts and it makes devotional service really hard, impossible.
Teškim,
Prabhupada inspired competition in order to increase devotional service.
Da bi povećao
sometimes we do that,
služenje.
Like in book distribution.
Ponekad to činimo, kao, naprimjer,
we, you know, we try
knjiga,
to do more than another person.
Podijeliti više od druge,
but if someone else does more, we're happy.
Da više od sebe, onda smo mi sretni.
We're never thinking, well, why did they do more? We're happy
nije
if someone
mislimo,
outdoes us in devotional service, does something better, does something more.
But
someone who's doing like that, they inspire us also
jer
in our devotional service to try to increase quality. So one is always satisfied with others, whatever,
znači,
whatever they do, and satisfied whatever Krishna gives them. And Krishna always takes care of his devotees, so there's never any anxiety. So this envy is really something that one has to get rid of. It's like the quality of a snake. A snake is envy. Envious. Just like here, Kaliya took the form of a snake.
And
what's the nature of a snake? A snake will bite someone without any provocation. An envious person will say something nasty or something uncalled for just because that's their nature. They might just criticize. Just like sometimes we see people in the material world, they're envious of us.
You
know, when we do sankirtan or we do something, people get angry or get upset or they're envious. They're not happy and they're trying to make you miserable also. Quality of an envious person is they're miserable, and if they can make you miserable, they become happy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains a little bit about envy. He sings one song, he puts himself in the role of a gross materialist,
and
he's in that mood of, and he says, when I see somebody happy, I feel unhappy. And when I see somebody unhappy, I feel happy. But that's envy. For a devotee, when we see somebody happy, we become happy. When we see somebody unhappy, we want to also share, not share, but care in such a way that we can try to make them happy.
The
devotee empathizes rather than feels good. Just like if you're miserable, if somebody else is miserable, you don't feel so bad, right? They say that misery loves company.
Da nesreća voli društvo.
But that's another cool feature of envy.
Ali to je samo još jedna odlika.
Or sometimes
zavist.
You hear
ili ponekad čujemo,
you hear about somebody who had something bad happened to
nešto
them.
Nešto loše
think,
dogodilo nekome.
That's good.
I onda mislim, to je dobro.
And you realize, oh,
vi shvatimo,
why did I think like that?
Zašto tako mislim?
That's envy.
To je zavist.
That's envy. I mean, so this quality is very
znači,
subtle, and it's one of the
loša,
greatest of all anartas.
Jedna od najvećih,
so the only way we can get rid of envy, two things. Krishna says in Gita to Arjuna, he says, because you are never envious of me, I teach you this most secret of all teachings, knowing which you'll be free from the pangs of all material suffering. So Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, and he tells him why he's speaking, because he's
non-envious.
Non-envious. So the antidote for non-envy is humble service to Vaishnavas. And if you envy somebody, if you have some negative feeling towards anyone, the best thing to do is to serve that person and offer some service, and that way you'll find that immediately you feel happy and you feel free from that bad quality.
So
that's a Vaishnava.
To je Vaishnava.
So this is the story of Kali.
Znači, eto, to je ta priča o Kali.
Let's see. There's more on Kaliya here.
Ima još nešto
again, Kaliya.
Kaliya
represents Kaliya brutal cruelty, maliciousness, pride, envy, snake-like crookedness. He particularly tries particularly tries to pour his poison into hearts of innocent Vaishnavas,
which
Krishna cannot tolerate, so Krishna, the Lord, comes and removes him.
So
Krishna couldn't tolerate Kaliya polluting the Jamuna River and causing unhappiness to his devotees, so Krishna went there personally and kicked
Kaliya
out of Vrindavan. Any questions on Kali or envy? What is envy?
Yes, Prabhu. Koja istinska razlika između ljubomore i zavisti?
Practically nothing.
Praktički nema.
Jealousy.
Razlike.
Both words practically mean the same.
Oba dvije riječi praktički znači istu stvar.
Envy is the embodiment of the whole terma. Jealousy is
zavist je otjelovljenje cijelog pojma.
I have to look
pojma,
it up in the dictionary.
Ljubomora ne znam, trebao bih pogledati u riječnik.
I think jealousy is a little less than envy.
Mislim da je ljubomora slabije.
Envy is more like something that stays with you, but you can become jealous at different times. Even a person who is non-envious, they also experience times of jealousy.
Ponekad osjete ljubomoru.
Jealousy just comes up when somebody else is recognized and you're not.
When
somebody's getting something and you're and you want it. Like that. You feel unhappy. You feel slighted. So you go home and you start feeling sorry for yourself. And it's like that.
Tako to ide.
Yes, Mataji. Process of purification. We have Kali up here, he's just flapping away. Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. As Krishna was dancing on his head, all his poison was coming out.
Kali je sa potrofe izlazio. I Kaliya se predao Krishna.
At the end, he realized, and it's mentioned, he realized in his heart this is the Supreme Lord. Because of being in contact with Krishna, somehow he got that realization.
Neki način je stekao to spoznaju. Ali unatoč tome što je shvatio položaj Krishna, nije ostao u Vrindavanu. Da, zato što Krishna mu je rekao da ide. Ne možeš ostati ovdje. A zašto mu je to rekao?
Krishna doesn't like that.
Krishna ne voli
mentality, even though he was somewhat purified, he was still in the body of a snake.
Pročišćeno, još uvijek je bio u tijelu zmije.
It said that Krishna Krishna does that when his innocent devotees become offended. He stops the offender and removes the offender. In this case, Kaliya didn't get killed. And the reason he didn't get killed is because of his wife. His wife came forward and offered nice prayers, and Krishna was pleased by the prayers.
I mean,
he was on the verge of death. He was practically finished. And Krishna wasn't stopping his dance. You know, he was just kicking one head after another. So he's... Wives interceded and saved him, but then Krishna spared him, but told him, "You can't stay here. Vrindavan is not for you." So, but he got the mercy of getting Krishna's footprints on his head, and because of that he was saved from further harassment by Garuda, because Garuda was harassing him first, and then he ran to Vrindavan to take shelter. He was in the ocean before that. Does that answer your question?
Da li to odgovor, da li ovo
bio, I guess your question was, mislim da he seemed to be purified, why didn't Krishna let him stay in Vrindavan? That was the question.
Zašto ga Krishna nije dopustio da živi u Vrindavanu?
You can ask Krishna, I don't know.
To možeš pitati Krishna.
Krishna decided he wasn't fit to stay in Vrindavan.
Krishna je rješio da on nije dostojan da ostane u Vrindavanu, preveliki vrijeđalac.
Yes.
U zavisti su sadržene sve druge anarte. Da li to znači da se moramo osloboditi svih ostalih anarti prije ono što se oslobodimo zavisti?
If you get rid of envy,
ako se oslobodiš
the other ones are easy to get rid of.
Onda je lako se riješiti drugih.
That's the worst.
Jer to je najstrašnije.
Envy can only be destroyed by humble devotional service.
Zavist se može
uništiti
samo
becoming the humble servant of the
Vaishnava.
There's no other way.
Vaishnava. Postati ponizni sluga Vaishnava.
Envy can be lessened by just learning to become satisfied.
Jednostavno s time što naučimo
biti zadovoljni. Whatever is happening to you or to others
ili drugima se dešava,
is really
je zaista
ordained by the Supreme.
Naređeno, uređeno,
so what, if something is happening to somebody else,
nešto dešava nekome drugom,
why should you be,
why
should you, you know, become unhappy because of that, unless it's something negative.
Osim ako to što mu se dešava nije nešto negativno, nešto loše.
You know, Prabhupada also talks about that. You know, people praise other people. They're only praising because in their heart they're thinking, you know,
and
I would rather be, it would, should be me up there. But if you work on envy, then it's easier to work on the other ones. It's not that they're all going to go away just because envy goes away. But it's easier because as long as envy stays there, the other ones are going to be there strong. Yes, Mataji, you have a question in the back? Yes. You had a question? Yeah.
If you witness some good qualities in somebody else, and then we're very inclined to also develop in that direction, is that good?
Is that
envy? If you notice good qualities in somebody else and then you desire to possess those qualities,
that's
envy.
Envy is when you don't want them to have it and you want it.
Zavis znači kada ne želite da ih oni posjeduju, već samo vi da ih posjedujete.
But if you see good qualities in others,
dobre odlike kod drugih,
that's a devotee, and to appreciate
I to je bhakta, I onda to cijenite,
and then to want that,
I onda to
that's Krishna conscious.
Želite, to je svjesno.
We get inspiration from others.
Znači da smo se inspirirali.
But envy comes when you don't want them to have it.
Kada ne želite da ih oni imaju, već da ih vi imate.
Or if you see somebody,
ako vidite nekoga,
you think, well, they don't have any good qualities,
ovaj nema
but they're getting
odlika,
all the attention and
a
whatever else.
Svu pažnju, ili šta god.
That's another thing. But a devotee always looks for the good qualities in everyone. Everyone has good qualities.
Odlike u drugima.
Everyone has
svi
faults. The devotee only sees the good qualities.
And
if he or she sees faults,
on ili ona
they don't consider it very important. They just overlook
it. Jako
they just
ih
put it out. It comes and it goes. Just put it out of their mind.
On to samo dolazi I u njihovom
we never focus on another person's bad qualities
or bad faults.
We always focus on their good qualities.
Drugih ljudi. Uvijek se susresređujemo na dobre odlike njihove.
Yes. Matish,
False ego comes from envy.
Da li lažni ja?
Yeah.
Proizilazi iz zavisti.
No, envy comes from false
ne.
Ego.
Zavist proizilazi
iz lažnog. The other way around.
Obrnuti je slučaj.
False ego is a misidentification
lažno
with ourselves. We think we're the body.
Razumijevanje samoga sebe, pogrešna identifikacija.
The first,
mislimo da
the
smo ovo tijelo.
Is if I am this body, and then my happiness is based on making the body happy.
Na sreći ovoga
and therefore,
tijela,
if other people are in the way of my happiness, then I become
envious. A ovi drugi ljudi
envious.
Koji se popreće na svijetu moje sreće, onda je postavljam zavidan na njih.
Envy comes from false ego. False ego is the first material contamination.
Lažnija je prva materijalna zagađenost.
We might say that envy started with Krishna.
Da je zavist započela s Krishnom.
In the spiritual world.
U duhovnom
svijetu. Prabhupada said that's the original sin. We became envious of Krishna and then we fell to the spiritual world.
Na Krishna,
so you might even say, just like Jai and Vijay, when they were in Vaikuntha.
Oni su na Vaikunti.
You know, the four Kumaras were going through the gates and they finally came to the last gate and Jai and Vijay wouldn't let them in. Prabhupada writes, Jai and Vijay felt envy towards the four Kumaras. And because of that mentality, they committed an offense. And then, of course, that offense led them to fall to the material world. We have to realize that, you know, I'm not saying anyone, just speaking in general, as long as we have this spirit of want to enjoy separate from Krishna, that's enviousness of
Krishna.
If we're happy that Krishna is God, and we're happy that we're Krishna's servant, and we want to serve Krishna to make us happy, make him happy, that's non-enviousness. But if you want to use Krishna to serve Krishna so we become happy, then that's still envious of Krishna. We just use Krishna's position as an opportunity to further our own selfish interest.
That's still a feature of envy. Interes, to je još jedna
living entity has this mentality of I want to enjoy, but enjoyment comes
uživati.
Service, not separate.
Ali uživanje stječemo kroz službu,
when Krishna is pleased, then you enjoy.
Onda vi uživate.
When you engage in devotional service, you enjoy. But if you try to enjoy separate, that's a quality of envy. Because we think I'm the enjoyer.
Zavis, jer smatramo, ja sam uživalac. If we notice sometimes the devotees are criticizing too much or committing offenses,
uh-huh.
Although I, for example, am not in a position to correct them, what would be the best way to correct them still?
Tell somebody else who could correct them.
Da, pa trebaš reći nekom
who's in a position. That way,
na taj način.
Yeah. It's usually like that.
Obično se tako
zbivaju. You take on the mood of corrector,
ukoliko mi prihvatimo ulogu osobe koju je dato da ispravlja, mi također napravimo uvredu u stvari.
But if you see there's something wrong and it's disturbing,
nešto krivo,
and you may also tell someone
nešto uznemiravajuće, onda možete reći nekome koji je možda u položaju da ispravi, neko koji ima tu moć.
It's very difficult.
Jako je teško.
correction is another problem. You have to know how to correct, and sometimes you can create more problems when you try to correct.
Trebate znati kako to napraviti. Možete napraviti više problema kada pokušate nekoga ispraviti nego dobroga.
Whatever you do, we always have to be very sensitive.
Morate biti jako osjećajni.
We should never become angry at anyone.
Ne trebate nikad se naljutiti na bilo koga.
We should always realize that whatever people's mistakes are,
it's,
I made the same mistakes too.
Moramo znati, ja također pravim iste greške. Ako se naljutim na nekoga, moram znati da ja ne želim da se drugi ljudi ljute na mene kada pravim greške. Onda trebamo pokušati ljubavno ispraviti stvari na jedan nježni način, pun brige, a ne na grub, neprijateljski način.
So if we can't be like that, then we should ask someone else to do that.
Onda trebate zatražiti od nekoga drugoga da ispravi.
It's very, very. Devotees are very special. We have to learn how to love devotees.
I moramo naučiti kako voljeti
bhakte. We're trying to love Krishna, but we also have to love devotees too.
Krishnu, ali trebamo voljeti bhakte. Ne možemo voljeti Krishnu, a ne voljeti njegove posvećenike. Oni uvijek idu skupa.
So as we develop our love for Krishna, our love for devotees increases, and as we practice developing loving relationships with devotees, then our love for Krishna develops.
Razvijati ljubavnu razmjenu sa posvećenicima, naša ljubav prema Krishna se također pojačava. Može biti nekih neslaganja, može biti nekih problema, ali sve se treba napraviti na pravilan način, razriješiti na pravilan način.
Yes. They represent something?
Da li žene Kalije nešto predstavljaju?
They represent intelligence.
One predstavljaju
patience,
inteligenciju, strpljivost,
faithfulness and chastity to husband.
Vjernost i vjernost mužu i kako se to zove?
They represent devotion to
čestitost, predstavljaju predanost Krišni.
Although they had such a bad husband,
iako su tako lošeg muža imali,
they had great devotion to
Krišni. Oni su imali opet veliku devociju za Krišnu.
I think the most outstanding thing that they represent is faithfulness and chastity to husband. Even though he was a rascal, still they cared about him.
Oni su opet brinuli za njega.
Anyone else?
Još neko?
Mataji, you had a question.
Povezano s onim što je Mataji prije pitala, imala bih jedno pitanje. Da li osoba koja slijedi autoritet i vidi da autoritet radi nešto krivo, isto mora dobiti reakcije za to pogrešno djelovanje? Ako vidimo da neko radi nešto nepravilno i ništa ne napravimo zato što želimo biti ponizni i želimo nekoga ispravljati, da li znači da mi sudjelujemo?
Ako neko
vidi da
neko
drugi čini nešto krivo,
and rather than correcting that person,
i umjesto da ga ispravi,
and that person does something wrong,
a ta osoba učini nešto krivo,
because you could have stopped it by your correction, you don't, do you also suffer?
Ali ste mogli to napraviti, spriječiti, a niste napravili, da li vi također snosite posljedice?
Well, Prabhupada, he was always keen, sharp to make sure things went out nicely.
Uvijek se brinuo da se stvari
non-enviousness and love.
Ali uvijek je slijedio i put nezavisti i ljubavi.
I'll give you an example.
Da ću vam jedan primjer.
You know, here's an example in the early days of Krishna consciousness.
Na samim početcima svjesnosti
Krishna,
kada su bhakti prilično mladi bili,
I think Prabhupada came to Holland.
Prabhupada je došao u, kako se zove to, Holandiju, Nizozemsku.
And devotees were putting on a fire sacrifice,
organizirali vatreno žrtvovanje,
and a deity installation.
i instalaciju božanstva.
And the local TV picked up on Prabhupada's appearance in Hollywood and they wanted to film that whole thing and put on television.
Dolaska Prabhupada u nemačkoj stilu će sve to snimiti.
So the devotees didn't know too much about what they were doing. They were trying to do it. So they were really wrong.
And it was on TV. Sve je bilo krivo.
You know, they had the fire sacrifice, there was no fruit. So Prabhupada said, where's the fruit? So they ran in the kitchen and came up with some, they cut up the fruit and brought cut fruit out.
Prabhupada said, no! I onda su otišli u kuhinju i donijeli i sjeckano voće.
They forgot cijelo voće.
Onda su zaboravili ove stvari, one stvari. Krivo su radili stvari, Prabhupada je govorio, ne, ovo je krivo.
Što
je ovdje zadužen za...
Prabhupada je really getting angry. This is on TV.
Zaista razlutio, a sve je išlo na...
And Prabhupada didn't care what was on TV.
A Prabhupada nije bilo briga da li to ide
na televiziji
ili ne. Htio je da se Krishna dobro služi.
A feature of a pure devotee is that when Krishna is not served nicely, he becomes happy because he's Krishna's pure representative. So Prabhupada's chastising everyone and it's on TV.
So this is going on.
And but Prabhupada wasn't doing it from a point of enviousness or disturbance. He was thinking he, because he's purely in love with the Lord, he wants to see the Lord serve nicely and he wants the devotees to learn how to serve nicely.
But
they weren't. And so Prabhupada was just becoming more and more upset. So you can't say Prabhupada was envious or angry or whatever. He was acting in a transcendental position. So if something is not being done right, and you see it, and you don't say anything, or somebody's acting wrong, and it's a problem, I think you have to use your discrimination. If it doesn't seem to be so important, let it go. But if it's something that can affect the whole situation, then you should say something.
In a nice way.
In a humble way. But you can't be angry, because if you get angry, then you make the situation worse. There's no communication. And sometimes, like I'm in a temple and I see that the deity worship is not right, somebody's not doing the puja right or something, I'll say something. I may not say directly to the pujari, or I'll say it to someone else. Or if devotees are, you know, like, devotees are not following the etiquette in the temple. If I see something, I'll say something to them. Yeah, I might say something to the devotee or I might say something to someone else. But in case, in other devotees, when I see intelligent devotees making mistakes, I may not say something. I may not say something because they know it's wrong. And then I don't really have to tell them it's wrong. When they make a mistake, they know it's wrong. I can see that. I think you have to use your intelligence. And that's what Prabhupada taught us, that every situation requires the use of intelligence, and to have a certain pattern of how I react to a situation is not using your intelligence. You have to discriminate according to time, place, and circumstance. You know, when Prabhupada was getting angry on TV, there was one young man who was just new coming to the temple. He was just a guest. He turned to Prabhupada and he said, chant Hare Krishna. Told Prabhupada to chant Hare Krishna. And you know what Prabhupada did? Grabbed his beads and started chanting Hare Krishna. This person was taught that if something goes wrong, they should chant Hare Krishna. So he saw Prabhupada getting angry, so he decided to tell him to chant Hare Krishna.
When
he told him to chant Hare Krishna, Prabhupada just didn't look at him saying, you nonsense, what are you talking about? He just became humble. Prabhupada's humility was never lost during that whole situation. He was always humble, but at the same time he was acting in the role of the acharya. That Krishna is not being served right. If you can do that, then that's perfect. Yes.
Povezano s ovom temom, šta ako djelujete kao lider, vođa i morate djelovati i vidite da neke stvari se krivo rade, a vi ne uspijete reagirati,
then you're not really acting,
onda
niste zaista doing your service,
really.
A leader means one who leads by example and by words. So if you allow deviation to enter into a situation, then that deviation, if it keeps going, can become a pattern.
Sometimes,
so as a leader, leaders should be, you know, clear that this thing should go on nicely. But I, you know, how we deal with devotees is really the point, not the matter of correction. Things have to be done nicely and correctly. And Krishna has to be served nicely. And if new people come in and they don't know the etiquette, they should be taught. They should be given some nice instructions, friendly, encouraging. It's all a matter of how you present the correction or the, you know, the situation. It's not so much you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it if you can't do it. That's the point. If you're going to get angry, then don't do it. If you're just getting upset and that makes the other person upset and then there's no communication, then better not to do it or tell someone else to do it. But if you have that position, you should be able to do it nicely. Devotees are not offenders, they're just ignorant sometimes. And because of ignorance, they just make mistakes and they commit offenses. Yes, in the back. Yeah, way in the back, you had your hand up. Yeah.
Situation when I have tried to correct somebody,
yeah,
but there was actually no positive reaction. I couldn't accomplish anything.
Yeah.
The only thing that was left for me to do was to turn away, turn and walk away. Oh, I'm sorry.
Horrible. Yeah, see, the question was that sometimes I correct somebody.
Nekoga pokušam ispraviti.
Sometimes I correct somebody and nothing happens, there's no results. So what do? I just turn away and leave the situation. Yeah, and that's the question. Well, how to react to that? Well, if it's not a big thing, then just let it go. But if it's something really serious, then you tell somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on, you know, what is going on. If it's something which is causing disturbance to the whole community or something, then you have to tell someone else to do it.
Možda reći nekome drugome da to napravi.
Just like if somebody's spreading some kind of lie around,
neko širi neku laž,
and you know it's a lie, you might try to say something. If the person continues, then you might tell someone
reći,
else.
Ali ako osoba nastavi to raditi, onda priđete nekom drugom da to uradi.
I mean, again, you have to use your intelligence.
Znači, ponovo kažem, morate,
you don't want to, you can't offend the offender either.
Ne smijete vrijeđati,
if somebody is offensive, if you're offensive to them, you're going to get a reaction for being offensive to them, even though you're trying to correct them.
Vi ćete dobiti reakciju za svoju uvredu, čak i ako ih pokušavate samo ispraviti.
We just have to control our emotions.
Moramo naučiti
and use our intelligence
kontrolirati svoje emocije
and make corrections and not make corrections based on, you know, loving exchanges. We care as much for that devotee who's making a mistake as the devotee who may be victimized by the mistake.
Kao što nam je stalo do onoga bhakte koji je žrtva te greške.
I mean, the closer you are to a person, the easier it is to talk.
Osobi, to je lakše razgovarati.
But the more distance you are, the harder it is to have a relationship when something is not right.
Kad nešto nije u redu.
Therefore, I think Ja, the basic thing is as we develop relationships with devotees, then when there is mistakes or faults or something, it's easy to correct these things based on having good communications. But when we don't develop communications and we only communicate when things go wrong, then that's a
problem.
Anyone else?
Još neko?
Okay. Oh yes, Mata Hare Krishna.
Možemo?
Ha?
Možemo saznati iz Prabhupadovih knjiga u komentarima, kao i sam Čaitanja u Čaitanja Čaritamriti, kažu da trebamo odbaciti tu anartu. Da li je moguće u određenom trenutku odbaciti zaista tu anartu?
It depends.
Pa ovisi.
There's, you know, related to the statement, I read two statements.
Ja sam pročitao dvije
about false ego.
O lažnom ego.
One statement says
jedna
that getting rid of false ego
da oslobodite se
is like picking a flower.
Je poput kao kad
it's a statement in scripture.
To je
that getting rid of false ego is simply as easy as picking a flower.
Oslobodite se lažnog ega je jednako lagano.
But I read another statement that getting rid of false ego is like trying to take
ega je kao da
a gigantic rock off your back that's heavier than you are.
Skinuti ogromnu stijenu
so
sa svojih leđa koja je teža od samih vas.
Yeah, it's the first one. That depends. I guess if you're tired of it, then it's easy as picking a flower.
You disgusted with it.
You had so many bad experiences with it. It's like, you know, I'm tired of being
evo, već sam umoran,
puffed up.
Da bidem,
I think I'll
da
be
bidem,
humble.
Da bidem, da budem
I just, it
zove,
doesn't work anymore. So might as well just be humble.
Ove stvari ne idu više kao
sometimes
što treba,
like
bolje
that,
da budem ponizan.
Znači
ponekad se
you just say,
to dešava.
All right, I'll just kažete, be humble.
Dobro, jednostavno sad ću postati ponizan.
Nothing else works.
Ništa drugo ne funkcionira.
I tried everything.
Sve sam pokušao.
Just might as well be humble.
Ipak je lakše biti ponizan.
So yeah, Prabhupada's statement is just leave it sometimes.
Kaže,
or just take it. It depends on your determination.
Ovisi o vašoj odlučnosti.
And it's just a matter of time before the anartha goes when you actually become determined. There's a statement. It's a really nice statement. And it works. It says that before one develops a resolution to achieve something, one cannot see the opportunities
mogućnosti
that are needed
koje su potrebne
to overcome
da bismo nadišli
or to achieve
ili da bismo dostigli nešto.
As soon as one makes a determined
kada,
effort,
međutim,
determined, no, not determined
se trudne,
effort, one makes a decision that I'm
odluku,
going to do this no matter what,
napraviti ovo, bez obzira
I'm
going to
get rid of this no matter what,
ovoga,
then
bez obzira na to,
providence
što je potrebno,
opens up all the opportunities for success.
Sve mogućnosti za uspjeh.
In other words, as soon as you become determined to do something, the opportunities to achieve that were not seen until you make that determination. Determination works like that, a resolution.
Tako ta odluka,
the word is commitment, I'm
going to
do it.
ta posvećenost.
It's like I'm going to become Krishna conscious. If you say that, I'm going to do whatever it takes to become Krishna conscious. Krishna will work in such a way as to make so many opportunities to help that. And but if you're just thinking, well, I'll go along if I can become Krishna conscious, that's nice.
That's
too hard. If I think it's too hard, I block my opportunities. If I think it's, I need a different situation, then I also block my opportunities. But as soon as you make a determined effort, then providence, the word providence, which is Krishna, energy, he provides the opportunities for achievement.
Sve te mogućnosti da dostignemo.
So if you want to get rid of envy, and you say, I'm going to get rid of envy no matter what,
then Krishna will provide the opportunities to help you.
And even may even remove it for you also.
I možda će
čak as soon as you become determined to do something, committed, not odlučni, committed to do something,
da nešto I will succeed. Ja ću uspjeti.
Because that changes the whole feature of life as soon as you become fixed on some achievement. As soon as you say, as Prabhupada used to say, the word can't or impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary. When in 1975, when Prabhupada came to Los Angeles, Prabhupada was translating his Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he said to the devotees, you know, you're doing one book every 2 months.
I have,
what was it, 15 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita already translated. I want all that work put into books within 1 month.
The boys
were doing one book every
2 months.
Prabhupada said, I want 15 books in 1 month.
Radili jednu knjigu dva mjeseci, and so Prabhupada je rekao 15 knjiga jedan
the leaders mjesec. At the time, they came together in an emergency meeting. And after the meeting, they went to Prabhupada. They said,
Prabhupada,
this is impossible. And Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a Fool's Dictionary. I want it done. He wasn't going to take no.
Nije znao prihvatiti
and then they made a deal with
Prabhupada.
They said, Prabhupada, all right, if you want it done, we'll do it, but you have to stay in Los Angeles for 1 month. Prabhupada said, I'll stay. And the roadies worked around the clock, 24 hours a day. The painters were painting the pictures and falling asleep at the paint sites. People were bringing them their food. And they weren't moving. The proofreaders, the editors, all the work. The whole temple was on 24 hours. Around the clock, devotees were working. And in 1 month, they finished the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada was really pleased. To prove that as soon as you become determined to do something, you can do it.
Odlučni da nešto napravite, to možete napraviti.
If it's in line with Krishna's desire, of course. So commitment, determination opens up opportunities for success. And before that determination, commitment is there, we limit ourselves in our trying to achieve something.
Sebe u pokušaju da nešto postignemo.
Because
zato što
the power to do anything comes, doesn't come from you,
ne dolazi od nas
nor
sami.
The intelligence comes
niti pa,
from you.
Niti pak
the only thing that comes from you is your desire,
je vaša želja.
And Krishna supplies the rest
as
we surrender.
Kako se mi
and Krishna gives the intelligence,
Krishna
he gives the facilities, he gives everything, whatever is needed for success. So it's all based on our commitment.
Posvećenost. Dobro.
So if you want to get rid of envy,
Prabhupada
said, just leave it. Finish. No more.
I gotovo, nema
when it comes back, and you say, what are you doing back here? Get
I
away.
Onda joj kažete, šta ti radiš ovdje?
Chase it away enough times, it'll never come back.
I kad je dovoljno puta potjerate, više se neće vratiti.
Okay, I think we reached the end. Krishna
Kshetra
Prabhu has arrived.
Krishna Kshetra Prabhu je stigao.
Thank you very much.
Srila
Prabhupada ki jai. So tomorrow, just one more thing. Tomorrow we'll speak about the two demons that are killed by Balaram, Denukasura and Prahlambasura. And these are special features of these two demons.
I ti demoni imaju neke posebne karakteristike.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.